ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः अघोरेश्वराय नमः सर्वेश्वराय नमः राजराजेश्वराय नमः श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। With great love and respect in my heart, I welcome you to this fourth evening of Navaratri, the devotion that's flowing like the Ganga of devotion. The Akhanda Deep, continuous burning lamp on the altar, is a constant reminder of how our devotion should be. That lamp needs to be fed, has to be watched, kept an eye on, has to be protected from the strong winds, elements, the wick is not too long, not too short. All those things. Same thing in our devotion. We cannot postpone it. We cannot put it on the back burner because something more important has come up. The devotion has to be steady. We are calling upon the Supreme Mother with the name of Mahalakshmi today. Mahalakshmi is the bestower of richness. Not only bestower, she is the richness. As you already know, the richness is not only material richness, it's the richness of the heart. How good it feels when you say a few inspiring words to someone, encouraging words to someone, loving words to someone. Your heart opens up and the listener's heart opens up. Contrary to this, if you are complaining, saying negative things, your own heart feels tight, let alone the heart of the listener. May we always stay in the remembrance of this. May we not speak words that make others feel less. You may have good intention, but that intention the good intention it has to be presented in a right way. This is puja of Mahalakshmi. She is present within us in so many forms, as the prayer that you just read. She is present within each individual in the form of kshanti, not shanti, kshanti. Kshanti means expansion of your heart so big that there is place for everyone in it. No matter how hurtful the other has been, you expand your heart to accommodate them. That's a richness. Tushti, contentment. You're content with little. That's a richness. Kanti, the luster that's around your face when you are happy, when you are content, when you are in appreciation, there is a luster around your face. That's a richness. Shanti, peace. No matter what happens around you, you do not lose your peace. That's a richness. Mother is present within us in her various forms, and the day we recognize that she is within us in the form of her actions, in the form of her speech, our life becomes a divine life. Divine life is not some light in the sky. Divine life is a simple life. My life becomes simple. My life becomes humble, gentle, straight. This is a divine life. Tonight is the night of Mahalakshmi. She is present within us in the form of various virtues. We all have those virtues. We all have them. We are born with them. But they get covered up because of some story we are playing in our head. We forget about those virtues that we are born with. Observances like this are a reminder to us that wake up to this life that has been granted to you with so many riches, acknowledge it, own it, use it. When we walk in the world with these riches, Mahalakshmi, we make the world a better world. See how light your heart feels when you appreciate something, when you see beauty in simple things. The beauty is in everything, even in the blade of in a blade of grass, there is beauty. It has its own shape, size, color, place. If we take time for it, we begin to see its beauty. But if our mind is caught somewhere else, we keep walking over it, trampling it, never even think about it. So when we take time for anything, to look at it, to think about it, to appreciate it, that is also puja. We are surrounded with abundance. There are so many things in our life to be grateful for. Yet we go around complaining, looking for shortcomings, looking for little things that are missing. And our mind gets so focused on that, that all the riches, all the abundance that has already been given loses its meaning. May we receive the grace of Mother, that she becomes even more so visible in our life, encourages, inspires us, blesses us, so that we can find her. We don't even have to find her, she's closer than we can imagine. May we acknowledge her. This is devotion. May the lamp of her devotion keep burning continuously. May we keep filling it with the ghee of patience, effort, mindfulness, may our life be simple, kind, gentle. This is the true emergence of Mahalakshmi. Mahalakshmi is worshipped with yellow flowers, symbolizing golden light. Tonight's meditation, whether you are sitting down or laying, just take a moment to just distance yourself from all kinds of stories. Visualize. Imagine the golden glow in your heart. That golden light spreading, filling all over your being. And say to Mother, "Oh Mother, I'm so blessed to have you in my life." If you can meditate, imagine a little bit more. The heart lotus is nice and open. Mother is sitting on the lotus, just with two arms, one in Abhaya Mudra, granting you fearlessness, second one in Bharat Mudra, granting you boons, light coming from her hands, engulfing you, surrounding you, covering you, blessing you with good health, wealth, prosperity, of all kinds. Let your imagination turn into a blessing for you. If you imagine negative things, it turns into a curse. If you imagine positive things, it turns into a blessing. We are constantly imagining anyway. So why not imagine the golden light? I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions and thank you for your presence. Om Har Har Mahadev Namah Parvati Pate Har Har.